Hello, everybody, to another podcast of ITB. My name is Martin Jarfeld. I'm your host for the next 20 or 25 minutes. And the topic we want to talk about today are called KPIs, which is meaning key performance indicators and their role in tourism. So that sounds a bit technical right from the start, but we don't want to make it too technical at all. Because more than anything, KPIs are basically a tool or a method or a benchmarking set to improve services and standards in the tourism industry, basically speaking. And obviously, in the world of tourism, there are still many things that can be improved. Because all of that, we will ask what KPI can do for this purpose. So for this reason and during this session, I'm very delighted to have two acclaimed guests who are very much experts not only in tourism, but also in the field of KPI and in the field of measurement, benchmarking, and market research. And for that very reason, first of all, I'm delighted to have Mr. Yannick Müller. Hello, Yannick. It's great to have you here.
Hello.
So you are the head of market research of the tourism organization of North Rhine-Westphalia, which is maybe for our non-German listeners, which is the biggest federal state in Germany. It's also having an important role for tourism in Germany. And North Rhine-Westphalia is actually applying for the Olympics, right? As far as I know.
Correct, yes. There's a participation for everyone involving the region who is willing to host the Olympic Games.
Yeah. And furthermore, it's also my home state. So I always keep an eye on North Rhine-Westphalia, what's going on. So we will hear about North Rhine-Westphalia. My second guest is Mr. Kai Patale, who is a consultant and an expert on tourism development with his own company, Benchmarking Services. And Mr. Patale has a very great international expertise from many countries worldwide, like Vietnam, like Egypt, like Bosnia, and many, many other countries. And he has worked with GIZ and with many other developmental organizations. So we will have an international perspective and a view from the global south. Thanks for having you here, Kai.
Hi, Martin. Thank you. Good to be here.
To start with you, Yannick, what is the most significant challenge for tourism in North Rhine-Westphalia? I mean, I've mentioned the application for the Olympics. This is still very much in the future. I'm sure there are many other things that are happening in your daily work. So what's the biggest issues you were working with?
Yeah, as you said, North Rhine-Westphalia is one of the biggest regions in Germany and also very diverse. We have big cities like Cologne, Düsseldorf. Also, we have a growing nature-based tourism regions like Eifel on Sauerland. Also, we have a very important business travel segment. And so the last year, there was a very good growth in city tourism based on events and cultural experience. And also in the nature activities like cycling, hiking as something that we can benefit from. But however, there are also some challenges to, on one hand, to have KPI sets, something like that, that we all can put our experience on, put our decisions on. And so we need to see patterns evolving all around this KPI sets. We need to extract data from different sources. And also we need to see what will happen if we use these experiences, the data we can use, what exact implementations we can use for our work. That's something we need to work on so that we not only collect data and collect even more data every year, but also use this data to implement in our strategic decisions.
Yeah. So we're already in the details with it. It's about observing patterns and to see patterns like visitor streams and then turning these patterns into data and then turning this data into useful knowledge and into useful practice. So, Kai, you come from a very different background and from a very different work experience, worked very much in an international context for many countries and regions in the global south. So what is your perspective on the most pressing issues on tourism from a global perspective or from your background, from your professional background?
Yeah, thanks. When we talk about the challenges of tourism, I think the starting point is that tourism has become much more complex nowadays. And success can not only be measured by growth indicators such as arrivals or revenue. And we see that now tourism needs to be more socially accepted and to see whether it creates decent jobs, respects environmental limits, and improves the quality of life in the destinations. In the global south, I think this becomes even more critical because tourism is not just an economic sector, it's often a development tool. And it's linked to employment, to SME development, women's participation, infrastructure, and foreign exchange.
Yeah, so the social dimensions, they become more important on many levels. And it's also very much connected with an issue like over-tourism, which affects social surroundings. So it has many layers, it has many levels. And maybe KPI can help on that and can bring us closer to some solutions to these issues. But maybe for our listeners who are not so much familiar about the whole issue of KPI, the ITB on this year's ITB has published a big report on KPI. So there's certainly a strong demand on this whole issue on KPI. But maybe we need to explain what KPI basically is, or maybe one of you or the two, can you give an explanation what KPI can, what are they and what kind of difference can they make?
We work since a very long time with KPIs. It's always some question of definition. What is a KPI? You try to define it at the beginning of this talk, but the main thing is that we need to define which KPIs are useful for us. You know, over the time, there are different KPI sets we tried, we used. We always have to develop those KPI sets to get the most out of it. So like just said, there is not really an acceptance of KPIs, but more an openness to KPIs, to using KPIs, because it's a big market of firms providing different market insights, KPIs, and we need to filter if it's useful for us. And that's something we are trying to develop. We implemented an internal scorecard to measure our success in the tourism sector. But also we are trying to develop into a more sustainable view on KPI. So we developed a KPI set designed to measure the impact we have with our tourism part in North Australia to sustainable tourism. So that's something we worked on last year, and we're trying to implement it this year and the following years. That's something we did nationwide. So that's a KPI set we can use in different regions and compare with each other. And that's something we are very proud of, because it helps us to see where we are standing. And that's something our stakeholders are very open to. We need to see if it's something we can provide over a long time, if it's something that can stick, if it's something that we can use to develop even a better tourism for our guests, for the people living here.
I mean, basically, it's not a new tool. I mean, big companies or business corporations, I mean, for them, it's very normal to use KPIs for their revenues or measuring their customer behavior. What do you think? What's the rule outside of corporations? Is it very accepted? Is it very normal? Like, for example, a DMO, a destination management organization, are they familiar in working with KPIs?
Okay, so the KPIs, I think they're very important tool and play an important role, as they bring structure into a very complex system. Discussions are sometimes quite abstract. We talk about sustainability, competitiveness, or resilience, but without measurement, these remain concepts rather than management tools. So KPIs help to translate the ideas into something actionable, more tangible. One information from this ITB report is that KPIs help organizations to move away from reacting to an intuition or a crisis towards a more proactive, informed decision-making process.
So it has to do a lot with the skills of the staff, and people are not trained for that kind of measurement and that kind of benchmarking or whatever the special tool is needed.
Yeah, like designing meaningful indicators, collecting reliable data, and interpreting them correctly. That requires skills. the skill set is not always available in the organizations.
Yeah. You would say that is true from many experience in many countries, and there's a lack of skills. You have witnessed that and observed that at many occasions.
It really depends which country and how developed the tourism structure is in a country and how much attention is giving to the tourism organization, the sector. And it starts also from government side to connect the tourism strategies with operational concept, company concepts of the tourism boards. So it differs.
So Yannick, you work for a destination management organization, basically a big destination management organization. So I would assume there's a lot of experience and a lot of knowledge and many skills when it comes to KPIs. So how long your organization is working with KPIs, or is it rather a new tool, or you have quite a long experience with it, or what is it like KPIs in North Rhine-Westphalia?
Yeah, well, we have a mix. Yeah, we on the one hand, we have very traditional indicators like overnight stays, occupancy rates, source markets, stuff like that. Very important, still important KPIs. We already standardize and we can benchmark those KPIs, for example, against previous years or other German states. And on the other hand, we have increasingly focused on more qualitative and forward-looking KPIs, including guest satisfaction, brand perception, or digital performance metrics like engagement rates or stuff like that. That's something we developed the last couple of years. And the major development, like I told you before, is the integration of sustainable KPIs. So it's a system developed with partners nationwide to see if those newer KPIs are more helpful or helpful in another part we would like to give a much larger focus to in the next couple of years. So it's important to see if those KPIs are good implemented, and that's useful for us. And among our residents and quality of lives, is that something we like to track? Yeah, accessibility, seasonality, or the overall part like greenhouse emissions. Yeah, we like to track what is our impact on greenhouse emissions related to our tourism to North Rhine-Westphalia. This is a set that's very new.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned your stakeholders, and the stakeholders are basically the local communities or the local DMOs or so many others. You see a lot of acceptance from your stakeholders when it comes to such an approach?
Yeah, I think acceptance is a wrong word. I think it's more like an openness. They are open to try something new, but for an acceptance, there needs to be a process. It's more like communicate, like that's a new KPI. Everyone has to obey to it and everyone needs to use it. But something we can develop together. And there's a general openness. And if we are successful in implementing this new KPI, so that's probably a great acceptance. And we can build on trying new KPIs with this method, like we try to develop, we implement on our level and try then to get an acceptance on levels like a lower regional level or city level.
Kai, you mentioned the world of tourism has become much more complex in the world, like the whole world is more complex than it has been 10 or 20 years ago. And there's importance that we need to focus on the so-called newer KPIs, which are more dedicated to quality of tourism, not so much on numbers and revenue numbers. And looking at things like sustainability, biodiversity, or even climate change or climate adaptation. Would you think that KPI, they can make a big difference or they can have a big impact on these issues, that they can really trigger some sort of change in policy?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Yannick said, he spoke about the economic foundation when we talk about occupancy, revenue. These will still exist. However, now we are broadening the system of KPIs into this qualitative dimension. And we talk about quality of life, resident satisfaction, environmental impacts, or labor conditions. So we're not only measuring the tourism performance, but also its contribution to decent work, gender equality, climate action, and local economic development. So in the context of over-tourism, the key issue is a management capacity, and KPIs can help to identify the pressure early, before it's actually a visible problem. And in terms of inclusion, tourism still has a gap. We often talk about inclusive tourism, but we don't really measure it properly. If inclusion matters, we need indicators that show who participates, who benefits, and who makes decisions. So I think the future of KPIs is not choosing between profit and purpose, but it's about connecting them.
This has become more important because we now see more the limits of tourism. 10 years ago, like the social limits or the limit of pollution or overuse of resources. Is this where KPIs can come into place?
Yeah, I mean, we want to measure something in the long term, not just for the short term action, but if you don't measure, you cannot, you're not monitoring and you cannot adapt your behavior. And that also has an influence on businesses in the tourism ecosystem. They need clarity, they need information, and the KPIs help to steer the process or help to navigate into the right direction.
So many things to be done, many things have been achieved already. And maybe for my last question, I would like to maybe compare tourism in Germany compared to tourism in the global south. And I think, Yannick, for you in Northern Westphalia, skills and qualification is probably not a problem, right? You have enough people or you have enough staff, you are capable and skilled enough to work on these complex issues and to work with KPI. Is that right?
Yes, we do have my position like a head of market research, yes, but it's something we can put in skills. We can train skills to see how KPIs need to be read and how to adapt. But something we have seen in the last years, or it's something maybe globally, is also the question of budget. There are a lot of KPIs who are very, very costly to see through. Even if in the long run, it's even harder. So it's a question of budget if we can use KPIs. There are a lot of people who can analyze the data, maybe see something in it and develop great system to use data. But if the budget isn't going with the information, it's hard to get data in the long run. That's something we see. But on the side with skill set, it's very easy to learn. It's very easy to see in KPI set. If someone explains it to you in a great way, in a good way, you can also implicate something where you see if a data shows you a specific pattern, you can directly see maybe what is the correct thing to act the short run or in the long run. That's something easy to learn.
Okay, so when you get used to it, it's getting more automated and then it becomes more easy. But as you said, budget can always be an issue, right? If there are budget constraints, of course, everything is more limited. So, Kai, what would you say from the Global South perspective? Is it a lack of skills? Is it a lack of budget? Or is it what's needed?
Yeah, well, KPIs do have these limitations. I mean, not everything can be measured easily. And so, as Yannick said, the data collection can be very expensive. Even the indicators can be misinterpreted. So poorly designed KPIs can maybe lead to wrong governmental incentives. And I think it's more something to really start with strategy first and not indicators, and to define what success really looks like. And then you can start with a limited set of KPIs and not overload the system that support that vision.
That makes sense. So you need to have a strategy at first hand and then get into the more detailed stuff, right? But to start with a strategy. So I hope we shed some light on this very complex, but hopefully not too technical topic. And if you want to know more about it and get a good and compact overview on the capabilities of KPI and their use in practice, I can recommend this year's ITB Travel and Tourism Report, Using KPIs for Decision Making, Navigating a Market in Motion. Take a look at the link itb.com/reports. And thank you, Kai. Thank you, Yannick, for having you here on our little podcast, and thank you for your contributions.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you.